Dealing with the Yetzer Hara could be exhausting. Many ways we're constantly struggling and dealing with the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Hara's challenges. And how do we go about that at times exhausting struggle? I think it's appropriate during Aseret Yemei Teshuva maybe to discuss three, maybe changing the rules of the game about our struggle with the Yetzer Hara. Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Vayakhel has a beautiful, beautiful mashal. He describes that there was a king. Describes this from the Baal Shem Tov Zechus Yagan Aleinu. There was a king who decided that he wanted to test the loyalty of his subjects. And he sent out a spy. And there were three different cities who reacted to the spy in different ways. The spy suggested betrayal. And the response in the first city was, "We're loyal subjects of the king." And they fought the spy. And then there was a revolution, and there was a struggle. That was the first response. Another city, the spy was successful, and he turned the subjects against the king. And the third city, and the Baal Shem Tov said, this is the key. In the third city, they recognized who the spy was, that he was from the king, and they played along with him. They recognized that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that the more and more a person recognizes that the Yetzer Hara himself is also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that often is a tremendous solution to the battle against the Yetzer Hara. The Ben Yoyada writes in the Gemara Kedushin, Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash, to drag the Yetzer Hara to the beis hamedrash. The Yetzer Hara is not an enemy. The Yetzer Hara is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was one of the beautiful yesodos that the Baal Shem Tov taught us, is that everything is from Kudsha Brichu. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yetzer Hara is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he is that spy who's there to bring out the best from inside of us. I thought there's a beautiful remez to this in a pasuk that I want to discuss tonight. The pasuk in Balak says, Hashem Eloikovi moi usruas melech boi. Rashi on the pasuk describes usruas melech, the reyus, the friendship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu boi is inside of us. But the shoresh of the word reyus has the exact same letters as ra. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us the Yetzer Hara is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a person to ultimately begin to grow and to challenge themselves. And we discussed in the past that even if a person falls, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. A couple of examples. I have a family member who has all the letters, ADHD, ADD, all those letters. He runs around and he collects shiurim from around the world. And now he uploads every week thousands of hours of shiurim onto the internet. He took a challenge and he turned that challenge into Avodas Hashem. Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash. He learns well also. He just doesn't sit in the beis hamedrash that long. He always wants to do something more. Another practical example of Moshcheyu lebeis hamedrash. There are some people who are very social. They enjoy sitting and talking and hacking and enjoying other people's company and talking and sharing a lot. And what often comes along with that is Lashon Hara. So what's that person supposed to do? That person's supposed to change their personality? They're supposed to be individuals that no longer hang out with others and talk with others? No. Mashcheyu lebeis medrash. Take that social power, that social prowess, and use it. Ask Rav Olshan, I'll have fantastic examples for you to help out for the yeshiva on social media. But there's so many other areas where a person could take a particular midah that pulls them in a particular direction, and they could raise themselves up. They could use it for so much more. Not to denigrate the Yetzirah, but to use him. Mashcheyu lebeis medrash. There's another level. Another maybe creative way that we could approach the Yetzirah by maybe changing the rules of the game a little bit. So the first way of changing the rules of the game was co-opting the Yetzirah to our Avodas Hashem. Another level, let's go back to the Pasuk. The Gra in Aderes Elyo has an amazing, amazing diuk. Hashem Eloikov Imoi. Hashem is with Klal Yisrael. Usru as Melech Bo. And the friendship of Hashem is inside of him. The Gra points out that there are two levels to the Pasuk. There is Hashem Eloikov Imoi. There is man with God. And then there is God inside of man. Says the Gra, there are times when man relates to God through dveikus, through attaching himself to God, to Hashem. And then there's another madrega. And that is when a person becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're talking about dveikus, so as Reb Chaim Volozhiner describes in Nefesh HaChaim, a person says Tehillim, and his Yetzer says, no, I don't want to be doing Tehillim. A person looks away from the things that they don't want to look at, and the Yetzer says, yes, you want to. There's this constant tension. But then there's another darga. And that darga is where you become one with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that happen? How is it that one progresses from the Gra, Hashem Eloikov Imoi, to the next Mazdrega, Usru As Melech Boi? So in different contexts, I shared with Talmidim the following mashal, which I think might be very, very helpful. It's going to take time for us to reach that Mazdrega, but I think we could eventually get there. And that is the following. There are two boys. They have a great kesher with the Rebbe in Shana Bet. One of them keeps up the kesher with his Rebbe. He calls him. He calls him when he dates. He asks him advice. He invites him to his wedding. He calls him when he has his first child. He's now 35 years old and they've been in touch for the last 17 years. Then there's another student. Same year. He doesn't call the Rebbe as much. Maybe he can't afford to fly him into his wedding. And he doesn't call him after he has his first child. But if you ask the guys from that year, Shana Bet from that year, who internalized the messages of the Rebbe more, they would say the second student. Who's closer? Who has a closer relationship? The one who internalized, who lives the messages, or the one who has that closer proximity? The first Talmud is Hashem Elokav Imoi, is Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Talmud is Usru As Melech Bo. Let's take the mashal now with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more and more, and this takes years, but the more and more a person suffuses himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah by learning it, by being inspired by it, by learning how God perceives the world, the more and more that individual becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes part of him. The Gra in Aderes Elyo says that's the meaning, V'chaye Oilam Nota B'Seichenu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes one with us when we learn His Torah, when we toil in His Torah. I mentioned to the Talmidim in the past that Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal, I once got a phone call from him. The only time he called me. He never had an interest to call me. Why? I had left my pen on his desk. His Rebbetzin sent me a frantic message. He can't get through to you. He must speak to you. Afterwards, when he finally got through to me and he told me that I left pen, so then I appreciate it. I told him I appreciate it. Next time I come back. When I came back, I said to him, Rebbe, I think I'm going to leave my pens and pencils more often. This way we'll keep in touch. I said, I'll leave a mashkin. He said, no, don't. He got very, very, very uptight. For Rav Nevensal, who's learned Seder Nezikin 100 times in Shas, the sensitivity of the money that belongs to somebody else is so, so, so ingrained in him. One can have sensitivity towards Shmira Seinayim also by simply learning Seder Evena Ezer. The more and more a person becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the more and more they develop a connection with Kudsh HaBrichu, and that in itself is the fight against the Yetzirah. So far we have two things. We have the Baal Shem Tov Zvart and the Gros Zvart. Baal Shem Tov's Gvart about the idea of co-opting the Yetzirah, and the Gros Zechusa Yoga in Aleinu, his Vart, Usru Asmelech Boi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to become part of us. But you might say to me that this Eitzah from Rav Nevensal is going to take many, many, many years. And that's true. It takes many years. But you'll get there. In your way. Usru Asmelech Boi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is going to become part of you. You set your mind to it, it will become part of you. But what about in the meantime? What about in the meantime? How does an individual elevate himself now as he's beginning to climb the ladder in this derech? So here, I have the last Eitzah. B'siyata D'shmaya. And this Eitzah is based on a fascinating halachic question. And that question is, can a Jew be a boxer? It's 1920, the Lower East Side. Jews are poor. There were many Jewish boxers. What's the shaila? So the halacha is that if I give you an item and I say to you, crack susi, you could destroy my possessions. The halacha is that you don't have to pay me. What if two people get into the ring and they sign an agreement? Each one is mochel to the other, but at the end of the day, after they box each other, there's $1 million reward for one of them. They're mochel. Says the Baal HaTanya. It's muchrach in the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is aser la'adam lachbol ba'atzmoy uba'acherim. It's prohibited for an individual to injure himself or others. Obviously, if you're injuring yourself, so you could be mochel? No! Why, says the Baal HaTanya in his Sefer Shulchan Aruch HaRav, She'ein gufoy shel adam bershusoy klal. Because our bodies don't belong to us. I mentioned to the Talmidim in the past that if there's one line in Halacha that when I read it, and when I read the newspapers, I realize there's such a divide between Torah and Western society. It's that line from the Baal HaTanya. Says the Baal HaTanya, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a beautiful gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a soul and a body on lease. And let's remind ourselves before Yom HaKippurim that there are two givens in life, right? Death and taxes. That means, until Tchias HaMesim, Mirtz Hashem, every single one of us should lead happy and healthy lives for 120 years. After 120 years, our bodies are going to softly be returned to the earth, just like where it came from Adam HaRishon. And what are we here for? We're here to use our Amach Evarim and Shesagidim to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. The moment in which a person begins to think of it that way. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, every part of my body, above my waist and below my waist, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me is to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. is the moment in which, to use Hasidic terms, we become a Merkava, we become a chariot for Kvod Shemayim, we become a chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I shared with the Chevra and the Kolel, Lanias Daiti, Emistik Epshat, in what we say in Slichos. I'm going to say, some of you tonight, some of you tomorrow morning, Eitan Katz only grabbed half of it, and not the other. How's the song L'mancha go? Haneshama lach, va'aguf pa'alach, chusa ala malach. The neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yours, the guf, you made it. Please have mercy. During these Yimei Adin, we begin to recognize and think about these things. Ad kan divrei Rav Eitan Katz. Then one day when I was saying slichas, I asked myself, Haneshama, there's another line. Haneshama lach, v'haguf shelach, Hashem asei leman shemecha. So two questions. What's the repeat and what's the change? Why is it that we change from haguf pa'alach in the first stanza to haguf shelach? And why is it that we change haneshama lach v'haguf shelach Hashem asei leman shemecha? We're no longer talking about chus al malach versus Hashem asei leman shemecha. Rabosei, remember we spoke about in the beginning of this man, we spoke about flat Stanley? We spoke about flat Stanleys and Stanleyettes? We spoke about the fact that there are people who go into Yom Noraim with two dimensions. They want to have a conversation with God. They have negotiations. Their negotiation is, alright, there were a couple things I could do better next year, so I'll try to do it better. So God, you give me a good life, and this person that doesn't have a job, give them a job, and this grandparent that's sick, make them well. And we spoke about the idea that that is not what Zachreinu L'chaim Melech Chafetz B'chaim means. The Chaim means a life that's full of a relationship that is a relationship of Olam Haba, of living Olam Haba in this world. So Flat Stanley stops with the first stanza. Haneshama lach, va'aguf pa'alach. Hashem, the neshama is yours, and you create my body. I know that in the end of the day, you're in control. Chus ala malach, have rachmanis on me. But then there's another madrega that we're shooting for. That's chayim amitiyim. Haneshama lach, va'aguf shelach. That the guf belongs to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no longer are we asking for Rachmanas. We're saying we are part of that Merkava of Kvod Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya. That this Yimei Adin, we internalize the words Zachreinu L'chaim Melech Chafetz B'chaim, is not just simply about physical life, but it's that true relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu. If we do that, then we have the third Eitzah. The third Eitzah of fighting the Eitzah Hara is that it's no longer a battle, but we are part of that Merkava of Kvod Shemayim. Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha that these days be Yimei Rachamim, but also be days in which we're Mekadei Shem Shemayim, by coming closer to Kudsha Baruch Hu, by truly living Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz B'chaim, because it's not just physical life that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Until Tchias HaMeisim, man has a time where he goes on, but Melech Chafetz B'chaim is Chaim Amitim. Chaim Amitim is Haguf Shelach, Hashem Aseh Leman Shemecha. The Gemara Chasima Teiva. Baruch Tia David.
I think Vatsin said that box.